You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card at Dundalk this evening. Plenty of decent maidens and handicaps alike to keep us entertained on this cold winter evening. We begin with the 5:30, and the one that stands out here, courtesy of his consistency, is He's Our Music, who at the ripe old age of 7 seems to be running his best races of late. He's won 2 of his last 3 starts, including a course and distance success in a similar race to this when he beat Elusive in Paris quite comfortably by half a length. He then went on to win over a mile, once again making all in the hands of Pat Smullen when he had to Carter Blue back in 2nd. Although he got beat last time out in a very competitive handicap, it certainly wasn't a backward step by Pat Flynn's charge, as he only got beat bits and bobs in a very strongly run contest. Hopefully Pat Smullen can get him to the front yet again, dictate the pace and his own fractions, and hopefully come home, as he often does, powerfully down the centre of the track. So He's Our Music, a fairly confident choice to get us off to a good start in race number 1.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and a 5-1 the field, very competitive, mile and a quarter handicap faces us here. The one I quite like is Jim Bolger's Manachin, who's very much a model of consistency here at Dundalk. She's been placed 3 of her last 3 starts, including last time out behind My Direction in a very strongly run race where 3 of tonight's horses reoppose. The key horse to that form line is Poitine, who finished 3rd. And given that Jim Bolger's filly finished in front of that particular horse, then I'm pretty sure that that is good enough form to be competitive in a race of this nature. She obviously stays really well, having run over a mile and a half, but she's also very adaptable at a mile and a quarter as well. So Manachin, each way, around about 11 to 2 this morning, would be my choice there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 3rd race, not a particularly strong view here. The one who sets a standard, courtesy of her turf form anyway, is Patrick Martin's Adieu, who's finished placed on all her 3 starts so far today. This filly by Dylan Thomas, his best performance came when finishing 3rd last time out behind Escondido in a decently run contest at Leopardstown, keeping on one pace in the latter stages. So far, that's what she is. She hasn't really shown a great turn of foot, but her long stride and her ability to gallop really powerfully should come into full effect here tonight at Dundalk, because that's very much what you need here on this synthetic track. Surprisingly, well, she was a bit slightly disappointing last time out, the first time blinkers at the Curragh. She's got to improve upon that. Landy Cusick, who I put up here the last day, ran particularly well, but unfortunately she's got stall 14 to overcome. You add in the likes of Rainfall Radar, who's had 14 chances and still hasn't won, an intense stylist who's got no scope, and as I say, this race won't take a great deal of winning. For those looking for one at an absolute massive price, I see William Hill have gone 40-1 about Buddha's Secret this morning. Now, Dennis Collins' charge could be having a 3rd run for a handicap mark here, but she definitely showed enough last time out to suggest that she could win a race or 2 further down the line. So just keep an eye on her at a very big price, just in case she manages to nibble in the frame. But Adieu, the solid one from the Pat Martin stable, is the choice in race 3.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then, which looks a competitive nursery on paper. There's no doubt that Burning Brightly sets a reasonable standard, being the only horse that's come here at Dundalk and managed to win. And he did so in fairly decisive fashion to boot. But on the flip side of the coin, I do think there's a bit of improvement to come from Magnification, certainly based on his performance here last time out. Now, he might have finished 7th behind Little Miss Willow, but that doesn't tell the whole story. Just as he was coming with what looked a very, very potent threat from the back of the field, He got the door very much firmly slammed in his face around about the 2 furlong pole, and he spent the last furlong, Shane Foley, dabbing on the brake pedal as he couldn't get a run. I'm pretty sure he would have won that race with a clear passage. And if you add on top of that one or two other decent place performances further down the line, then this horse has definitely got a massive chance tonight, particularly as he's drawn in store one. He's stepping up in trip as well, which I definitely think will suit. And all, in what looks a very wide open race, around about 6-1 this morning, I think Magnification deserves the utmost respect in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, the 7:30, which is a 7 furlong maiden. The one I quite like here is Dreamy Gal. Now, if you cast aside that performance last time out at Garran, when clearly something was amiss, probably largely due to the fact that it raced keenly on the soft ground, then she would have a massive chance of taking this particular race. If she can run to that kind of level, the start before, when on the 14th of August she finished behind David Watson's very, very promising two-year-old called Winter. Back in the field was Making Light and Elizabeth Browning. Both of those two horses have won subsequently, including Making Light winning a Group 3 at Leopardstown. So you can see by the form of that and the time figure of that race that we're dealing with a useful all-weather performer. Obviously, this won't be a walk in the park because she's up against two promising types in the shape of Midsummer, who ran well on debut down in Killarney and hasn't been seen out since July, and Grey Waters, who shaped with a good deal of promise over the course and distance behind Tyrene Dancer last time out, doing some good late work at the finish. But to all intents and purposes, Dreamy Gal only has to run to that level 2 starts ago to take this race. So that's the angle I'm approaching here in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, which is a competitive 7 furlong handicap, which comes up at 8 o'clock. Obviously, Izzy Bay or Grey comes in really good order, but unfortunately, Patrick Martin's charge has drawn the short straw, being in the coffin box right out on the wide outside. So that'll make very life difficult for the 4-year-old Grey. So with that in mind, I'm going to take a little bit of a chance at 8-1 this morning with William Hill. That Hat Al Nassr bounces back to something like his very best form. A winner of 5 races in his career here at Dundalk in recent times. He looked as though he was coming back to something like his best form here last time when he finished 4th behind Chestnut Fine, a very strongly run race. And that strong race was courtesy of Hat Al Nassr making the running. Now, he doesn't have to lead necessarily, and there are 1 or 2 other front runners in this race, including Geological. So perhaps he can just slide in behind, dropping back in trip. Either way, he's definitely got a chance on the pick of his best form. He's still particularly well handicapped because he has won off a mark of 89, so 87 shouldn't be too much of a barrier to success. And he's course trained by the genius, which is Mickey Halford, so hopefully he can get him back to something like the old Hat Al Nassr. So he's the choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to race number 7 then, which is a very competitive 6 furlong handicap. There has to be some kind of doubt, you'd imagine, that Twists and Turns will be able to cope with the drop back down in trip. He's better known for his exploits over a mile. So with that in mind, he's probably worth taking on at 7-2 in the market, in the shape of Full Shilling, who comes here via a very good run on the turf last time out when we saw her at the Curragh. Although she finished 4th that day, she actually won her race on the far side. All the high numbers very much dominated. Dunard Prince, who won that race, has drawn 26 of the 26 runners. And Full Shilling, therefore, came out of the race with great credit. Now, I know this horse has been solidly disappointing in the past here at Dundalk, but that's probably largely due to the fact that, at the time, she was out of form when she was trained by Garvin Donnelly. But given that she's now very much in good nick in the care of Patrick Mooney, we probably can cast aside 1 or 2 of those disappointing efforts. She has, all in all, got some decent form back in the day on this kind of surface when she used to race in the UK at Wolverhampton. So, nicely drawn off the back of a good run last time out. Full Shilling is the choice in race number 7.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and the second division of that 6 furlong handicap. Again, another wide open race. I certainly wouldn't be touching the favourite here, Strategic Force, with a barge pole. He's a very, very tricky customer, very difficult to win with. He can win, but he just doesn't want to win. And Draw Stall 14, well, I readily cast him aside. The one I quite like here is Polly Douglas, from the Kieran Cotter stable. This filly yet to win a race in 8 starts, but she has run with a good deal of promise on the last 2, including when finishing 3rd in a competitive handicap at the Curra, keeping on very well for pressure in the latter stages. Unfortunately, because she ran on very strongly that day, connections were duped to thinking that she wanted a little bit further, so they upped her in trip to a mile, and lo and behold, she didn't get the trip, having looked dangerous of a furlong out. Dropping back to arguably her best distance, hopefully Polly Douglas can get her head in front at the first time of asking this evening. Surely a decent value price to do so, around about the 8-1 mark. So Polly Douglas each way is the choice in the final race. Okay, that's it for the Irish Racing Podcast for this evening. Please do join us again for Navan's bumper card on Sunday, which of course includes the Troy Town Handicap. So looking forward to getting stuck into that particular race. Please do join us then on Sunday. Bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.